The Lord told me, Tina, you just do the preaching and I do the manifestation. Jesus. My God. Royal awakening. Meaning you're going to get up. Meaning that somewhere you're asleep, but something in you is getting ready to wake up. Meaning that this ain't just the normal waking up. It's a royalty. It's one that sets the atmosphere over your life. It's one that don't try to write a journal about it. You may get a book out of it later on, because for right now, it's only between you and him. And for some reason, when things are interpreted from spiritual earth to the spiritual in the heavens, there ain't a lot of wording that you can keep up with, because it's mostly his hand moving in your life. I want to encourage you and let you know that don't nobody got to lay hands on you. He can do it in your seat. Come on and bless him. I'm going to touch everybody in here. You ain't got to stand in no prayer line. Because he's in the prayer line. And why you're not so willing to come, he'll meet you in your seat. I've been in meetings where I couldn't get up. I was too bound to get up. I was too caught in myself, and fear ruled at the time. So I wasn't about to let nobody touch me like that. But he met me in my seat. So this royal awakening is bringing a shaking in my life. And it already had started happening with the women and us at the church, waking us up. You say, who's awake? That's deep thought. I've been scribbling on notepads for a month. Who you say I need to wake up? Most of us is asleep and we don't even know that we really need a royal awakening. Because it's something about going to sleep. You never get a tap on your shoulder. Because if you're a woman like me, you don't tap your own shoulder. Somebody else got to do it for you. Come on and put your hands together, because I believe that Jesus is going to tap a shoulder. And I don't think it's not going to be a harsh. It's not going to be such of a punishment. It's going to be where I'm going to touch you where you're sleeping at. And I'm going to wake you. And the beautiful thing about it, Monica, is when you wake up, you're waking up in a royalty awakening. You know, some days I've woken up in chaos. Come on, somebody. I've woken up and I just want to shut the eyes back. And I ain't even got out of bed yet. Just the thought that I got to go to bed and wake up to it the next day make me want to sleep on and sleep on and sleep on till I got a witness in there. But one thing about a royal awakening, when you wake up with him, you can do all things through Christ. You can do anything on this earth but fail. Somebody say, but fail. So that theme is being pulled from a great place. We got some great speakers that's really going to minister. And the Lord showed me that this conference, this meeting, this academy, this equipping, this set aside is going to be ministered from the cross to the grave to a resurrection. He showed me that everybody got a different walk. So somebody may go into the cross and somebody may be already at the resurrection. It's all right, because I decree that even before the end of the weekend, that we all gonna be in the resurrection. Come on, somebody. It don't matter if you don't feel resurrected tonight. By the end, you gonna be resurrected. Or you gonna be over there in those rooms. I love Jesus. Awakening your heart. I'm setting a stage just for scripture to walk things before we lay down tonight. Awakening your heart. When your heart ain't open, you ain't open. What? Awakening your heart. I understand that you don't trust nobody. But you got 3 days to trust the Almighty God. You got all of tonight to tell him, I'm going to trust you. You got all tomorrow. These are things that nobody knows. Because at the awakening, it's you and him. Sometimes it's not an announcement. Sometimes you don't get a plaque. Sometimes the award don't come. Sometimes the awakening comes before the reward. Oh God, are you in here? So many people are waiting and waiting and waiting. But I just petition you to awake first. Wake up. Why are you looking for a reward? Because it ain't going to be good if you get the reward and you're not awake. I got some attention in here and it feels good. So the awakening begins in the heart. You say, I don't let nobody touch that. It's all right. Because you got all tonight to tell him, I'm going to trust you. Come on and put your hands together. It's beautiful because somebody is going to tell him tonight, I'm going to trust you. Igniting your purpose, setting a fire to it, making sure it's lit. You got to be lit. You got to be lit. Well, I'm just waiting. You better stop waiting. Because I'm working somewhere lit. And when I walk in the school, it's lit. When I walk to my classroom, it's lit. When I eat lunch, I'm lit. So you can ignite your purpose now. Right now. Do not wait for a season to be over. Do not wait for something bad to go away. I'm talking probably this side of the room. Don't wait for, as soon as this happened, then don't wait. Because you know what? The wait is over. You're going to be listening to trumpets and voices this weekend of people that is sold out for the Lord. You're going to be hearing from intercessors and evangelists and pastors and prophets, people that love God. You're going to be hearing from people that's sitting at the right hand of God, preaching their hearts out. You're going to be listening to people that have fell in love with Jesus. What you mean? What you mean? Meaning that we have the equipping power to ignite purposes. Because what we doing in our church, well, we just gonna move on. Ignite your purpose. And when this happens, for some reason, the Lord said he's gonna soothe your soul. He's gonna soothe your soul. He's gonna tell that soul it's okay. He's gonna tell your soul, I made it like this. I want her to be on fire like this. Sometimes a soul gotta settle itself and get used to transition to what's getting ready to take place. I'm in there now. To take place in your life. And some people are sitting here just need a soothing. If you just tell me that it's all right, I'll live for you. Come on and put your hands together. Don't you know you walk through that? Women walk through that. If you make sure you got my back, I'll go all the way. I'll go hell and high water. I'll go all, dogs and all. She got to take the dog with her. I'll take the dog with me to go in there to be in your presence. It don't matter. Can I get an amen in here? I buy one for $2. Come on and put your hands together and bless him. I buy the amens this weekend. Because I'm telling you, this thing is going to rumble in and it cannot be stopped. something happening in here, but I feel a higher power rolling in this building. Woo! So, exercising and exhortating and working the text at John the 4th. And if you want to go there, you can, because it's familiar and it's going to be quickly with the word, so you can see why I'm up here shouting and going crazy just like this. You're going to understand what is all this craziness. But John the 4th chapter sets a stage for me for a royal awakening. And it gives me a prophetic flow, which means I have something to work with. Meaning a prophetic flow that's happening in your life is areas that you have shut down and closed and tuned out. For the anointing and power of God has the ability to come in to knock down every door that you have, to crush giants right in the midst of these meetings. The anointing has the ability to come in to your agenda, change it, stand you up, pour his oil on you, and send you on your way. Is it anybody in here that's feeling that today? Oh God. John the 4th chapter. Did I say I'm just glad to be here, Anna? I'm glad to be here. I'm just glad to be here. The 5th verse. In Samaria. Well, you know, I'm kind of crazy. So, in Conroe, Jesus came to the town. Come on. Come on, ladies. Anybody need Jesus to come to Conroe tonight? Anybody need him to come to town when nobody's looking? Come on! I just knew I was going to say that, because I needed him sometimes when nobody was looking. What? This is real. I think somebody thought this was going to be all uptight, but somebody say, I better loosen up a little bit. I better take this jacket off. Because in John, the fourth chapter, he said, in Conroe, Jesus came to the town called Montgomery County. Help me. Don't leave me. Don't you leave me out there, which is near the Walmart. Well, Jacob gave to his son Joseph. He went to a Pacific place. It was Pacific. Jacob's well was there, which means that it was already an anointed place. What I found out, that when he gets ready to do what he does, when he shows up, you got to be at a good place with him. Come on and put your hands together for true revelation. You know, we can cry and snot all day long, but until you get to a good place to receive, he said, I think I'll move and go through Conroe, Texas. I was supposed to have somebody read this, but we're going to go. Jacob's well was there. Jacob was anointed man of God. He had built the legacy, the ground, the soil, everything. Do you not know Jesus couldn't stop just no anywhere? Jesus was tired from his long trip. So he sat down beside the well. And it was about 12 o'clock noon when the Samaritan woman came to the well to get some water. Somebody say some water. Jesus said to her, please give me a drink. 9 verse. The woman said, I am surprised that you asked me for a drink, since you are a Jewish man and I am a Samaritan woman. 10th verse, Jesus said, if you only knew the free gift of God and who it is that is asking you for the water, you would have asked him, and you would have given him, and he would have given you the living waters. The woman said, sir, where will you get this living water? The well is very deep, and you have nothing to get the water with, or you're greater than Jacob, our father. He gave us this well, and we drank from it, and all his sons. How are you going to do it? Do I got any believers in here? For this to work, you got to believe in the Son, Jesus Christ. For things to happen, you got to transition, transform, and convert your beliefs from yourself unto him. Is it any believers in here? Amen. I got a witness all around here, all up in here. And this is what he said. Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give will never be thirsty. The water I give will become a spring of water gushing up inside that person, giving eternal life. The woman said to him, sir, you ain't got to say nothing else. Sir, you already won me. She said, go ahead, give me this water so I will never be thirsty again. But this is what I like about her, because it reminds me of me. She said, and will not have to come back to get more water no more. I want to get so right in him that I don't want to have to even come back to draw like this again. Because when she came that time to draw, it was an end to the drawing. Come on, somebody. Somewhere she was at an end. Somewhere it was at an end where if you give that to me, it's going to make me where I never, ever, 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 ever have to come back to this place to draw my water like this. See, that day was a certain drawing. The Lord showed me clearly how prophetic it was. Because if she had that many husbands, which is not my focus tonight, she had children. And one thing I know about kids, they want to go everywhere you go. Even if you tell them, stay here, I'll be right back. They don't understand, I'll be right back. You tell them, sit right here, don't move. They don't even understand that. Meaning that day, could nobody come. That day, she cut them all off. That day, the friends couldn't come. That day, the neighbors didn't even know where she was, because it was a certain way that she went to the well. It was a certain way she walked to the well. It was a certain way she made up in her mind going to the well. It was a certain thought pattern that she changed on her way to the well. It was a certain way that she thought that she was going to have to draw that day, because the normal drawing would have been okay for her. She had been doing it. But that day, somebody say, this weekend, it's a new drawing at the well. Come on and put your hands together. That's going to be a meeting at the well. That's what all this stuff is all about. That's why my mouth is so big tonight. It's because I come to tell you there is a new drawing at the well. There is a meeting at the well this whole weekend. And all you got to do is come with your cup in your hand. You know, you don't want to draw nothing. All you got to do is hold your cup and come to the well. But don't try to come pretty to the well. Come on, somebody. Don't try to have it together when you come to the well. Don't try to hide nothing when you come to the well. Don't try to put it up under there when you come to the well. Don't leave it at the house. You should have brought all them problems right down here to Conroe, Texas. Somebody say, at the well. Oh, they in here tonight. I thought you weren't here. But you are. At the well. I want to say that come to the well to go behind the veil. I want to tell you that a normal ministry meeting is okay when you show up at a well. But it's different when he snatch you and pull you behind the veil. It's different when he see that the heart is ready. It's different when he see she made up her mind. And then you can ask me, you can go as high as you can get and still ain't there. Because the higher you go, the hungry you get. Watch what I'm talking about. The higher you go, the thirstier you get. The more deep you go down with him, the more you need him down there. It's true. Anointings, powers, and relationships in the Spirit of the Lord will only contain till there's a new feeling. And everybody don't want to go on a feeling, or old feeling. Everybody want the new. We want new shoes. We want a new shirt. We want a new dress. Well, I got to have a new blouse. Well, I got the pants, but I just don't buy the shirt to go with the pants. Well, I still got shirts with the tag on it. I just pull one of those out. Well, we want new hair. Well, you see, mine ain't new. Come on, somebody. It's naturally new. So I'll tell you. Don't laugh now. Laugh later when you see me. What am I saying? Everybody want new. Everybody want to get the new iPhone. Who got it? Raise your hand. Don't be all. See, I knew it. Who got the iPhone 6? Who got the new Samsung ordered, back ordered, pre-ordered, standing in line right now, ordered? Somebody standing in line right now, Joanne. Joanne says it's just foolishness. It's just foolishness. It just ought not be so. Come on and put your hands together, because tonight is a night of breaking ground. Tonight is when you get used to Jesus. I know it feels like you're getting used to me, but really I'm getting you used to going to the well again. I just want you to pick your cup up and just start going to the well. Come on, somebody. And in my closing, what I want to say is that when you get to the well in these days, in these timing of ministry, it ain't even tied to this room. It's bigger than this room. It's like when you walk out the room and get on the elevator. It's like he on the elevator, baby. Let me shout. Wait a minute, Jesus. It's like he on the elevator, baby. It's like I was stumbling to the bathroom last night. It just hit me. I said, thank you, Jesus. Well, now I know this half the room. Well, I got up for a midnight snacker. You got some snackers in here? Yeah, we got them snackers. I just, it's a piece of cheese, a cracker over there. And he just coming through the cracker. He said, just bite it, just bite it. Because when you bite it, I'm going to go in like a mighty rushing wind. It's when you decide to come to the well. It's when you had your cup out. Don't tie yourself down. Be open the entire time of meeting. You so open that you just gonna make us see what God is saying. I'm talking about these are some vessels that's ready to pour out like never before. I'm talking about people that have labored and folks are just praying. Even now we got people praying. Mama been praying for 3 days and I said, Mama is a praying warrior down there. Sending the prayer upon these leaders to release like never before. This is God ordained and God orchestrated. He's trying to move and deal in your life like never before. It ain't time for waiting, baby. The wait is over. It's time to wake up. 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 Well, I ain't got the grandkids yet. It's time. You can thrive where you at. When you leave here, you gonna lay hands like crazy. Say, well, If some of you don't touch with the finger, and I love that one. Just, I'm just going to touch him right there in Jesus' name. That's the power. That's the power. That's the power. That's the power. I feel power. I see power all over you, just like a hovering, like a wave. It's like a made up mind in this room. It's like these intercessors are like elders at the throne of grace, saying move like never before. And then it's like it's coming off them and it's rolling on you. It's coming off them and it's, oh God, you have 3 days to go to the well and get behind the veil. Don't nobody need to know when you go. Where are you at the well yet? Don't ask nobody that. Let them tell you, I'm at the well. Let them tell you if they want to tell you. Oh, then you know we got a sharpshooter in here. She say, drink it. Drink the water. I love her. The darkest to the lightest of your secrets belong to God. The dark and lightest of secrets, of chaos, of concerns. It belongs to God. Why should you drink? Why should you surrender so deep? Because you were not made to carry what you hold in. Jesus. You wasn't even created to handle what you going through. Come on and put your hands together for God. Because somebody trying to come out right now. If you just bless him. If you just tell him, thank you, Lord. You weren't even created to worry about it. He didn't create you with that extra piece that some people say they got. And I'm just bold enough to say, if I ain't got it, I know you ain't got it. If he's telling me, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. I want to feel you. I got something to give you. My pastor called it an exchange. Let's swap. That's as soon as you release it. And then the water, the oil, just so much of him. He is going to pour down. You're going to feel overwhelmed power. You're not going to feel overwhelmed fear. You're going to feel overwhelmed power upon you. I rebuke that spirit. I was just overwhelmed because I get like that. No, it is the power. It comes like a freight train to knock you out and you still standing. He'll push you down and you still sitting in your seat. Come on and put your hands together because I love it when God comes into a room and does what I see him doing even right now. Because I see swords pulled and angels on guard, ready to take down every obstacle that stands in your way. Woo! They go high, they swing low, they go in the middle, they cut, and you don't even know. I love it. Darkest to the lightest. And he said at this point, the war and the battle within yourself belongs to him. There's a mature body in here, which meaning that sometimes you can be your biggest enemy. You're like, we're friends? No, we ain't friends today. Tell yourself that. No, we are not friends today because you don't have it together. You're supposed to be your own best friend. Well, sometimes you got to tell best friend. You know what? You need to go sit down somewhere. I really ain't trying to be your friend, Tina. Amen if you're going to do it. Amen to you. Thank God. Because sometimes you got to fall out with yourself. You say, you know what? You really, I ain't going to even go there. Christine said go there because Christine going to try it. Christine going to fall out with herself. And Christine gonna face Christine. And Christine gonna say, Christine, I'm tired of you. That's the first thing we tell. Oh, y'all don't want to be real. Y'all didn't come down here to be real. I came down here to be real, raw, and just receiving. Somebody say real, raw, and receive. Somebody shout, break ground. I'm closing that Bible, and I'm shutting this note. Because how did he get her to open? What was it like? I just don't open like that. Some people just can't. He got off into her world. And he made her feel comfortable. And when he kind of just, he was tired. I'm tired, but he knew what was going on. He knew his purpose. He knew he was the well. He knew he had the water. He knew she had to drink. He knew that he had to have a move predestined and ordained for the water in him to be poured on her. He knew that I gotta get her. And this is the type of woman, and sometimes you ain't got but one chance. As people sit here and say, I wasn't gonna come, but I took my last and my friend called, she was throwing up and said, da-da-da-da, I bind that rebuke, come on, and she here right now. It's all kinds of stuff happening. What's supposed to took me an hour and a half, took me 3 hours, 3 and a half. So he said, daughter, let me perfect your patience while you wait. And I got in my car and let him perfect my patience because I need some patience. So wherever he want to perfect them at, he can do it. The thing that caught, that opened it up, because when you get to the well, you have to drink. And I know people that go to the well, but they don't drink. I know people that got a cup this big and ain't got no water in it. I know people with little bitty cups and it's full to the top. And they saying, if I could just get that big cup, If I could just order one, I'll do an express today. I do an overnight express to just get that big cup. Because when I go to the well, I'm going to drink. And I think I'm talking to some women's hearts tonight. And I believe that the heart is awakened. And let me tell you about when the heart awakens. Is looking and is ready to receive something. I want you to keep it open because the heart is tricky. It'll close and you don't even know it. So where you at now, you're standing straight up at the well. And it really don't matter because you trust him to give you some water. But the Lord showed me. He says, it's easy. I relate to those that I love. He says, I go to their levels. I'll get as low as I gotta get to pour the water. I'll stand as high as I gotta stand to pour the water. So when he got to the well, instead of being selfish and haughty, he came low, and when he came low, he asked her to do something for him. He said, can you give me a drink? When he asked her that question, it actually opened up her whole destiny. Instead of him getting there telling her, you need some water. Now, I know you need some water. Mm-mm. He said, give me some water. Give me what you're about to drink. Hand some of that to me. which he knew that it wasn't even feasible to even take from her. But it was a setup the whole time. Just like Conroe, Texas this weekend is a setup the whole time. Do I got a church in here? If I do, come on and put your hands together and act. You can act like it. I took a few acting class myself. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It was a setup from the beginning. From the beginning, he already knew, I got him. Just like women sitting in here, he's saying, I got him this weekend. He said, I got you this weekend. I got you this weekend. I got you this weekend. He said, I'm going to meet you right at the well. I'm standing right there. I'm going to be the man in the bloom. I ain't going to go all that deep, but he's like, I'm standing right there. And there's a fountain that's filled, that's going to be pouring out upon your life, pouring in your heart, going into the crevice of your mind, changing thought patterns. You're going to be moving in the opposite direction. It seems like you're going backwards, but really you're going forward. Because this pouring out, this awakening, it doesn't wake you up on the outside. It wakes you up on the inside. And we are the birthers. We are the womb carriers. Everything that shall manifest through the womb. Meaning that the fruit of your lips is life to the earth. Meaning that dead roses come alive in your presence. Meaning that things live because you're there. Oh my God, do I got somebody in here? Meaning because this water is down in you, that when you show up, things just begin to bow down in the name of the Lord. The question opened her up to go behind the veil. Because when the question was asked, she was then open. So the question tonight, will you give him a drink? Do you got something you can give him? He said, well, this is what I have. I got something. And prophetically, you can look in your hands and say, I got something. I hold it every day. And I'm ready to give it to him. Because there's a major exchange that's going to happen. What is this exchange? Christine, you got me ready back there? Okay, I'll tell you. What is this exchange? This exchange. There's going to be some clarity. I'm decreeing and speaking prophetically now. I see highways, freeways. But I don't see single lines. The problem is they're all running together. So you make a left and then you make a right and then you make another left. And then you go back to the right that you made earlier, but you only take that right to go back to the left. Clarity. I release it. Clarity where you don't jump the fence. You're not a lukewarm woman. You're going to be a hot woman. You're going to be a woman blazing with fire. The front of you will be so hot that when the blaze is coming from you, that the fire is shown on your back. And the front of you is burning with the blaze. Your blaze is from your back extended all the way. You are running fire, says the Lord. Clarity to where you only see one answer, and that's his. Clarity where I know what he is saying, and I don't have to ask anybody. A clarity where life is worth living. Come on, somebody. I'm in there now. A clarity to where you feel good about yourself. a clarity where you don't have to ask, did you do anything wrong? At the well, he'll tell you, your sins are forgiven. I remember no more. You owe no man nothing but to love him. In Jesus' name. A wholeness will come from the mouth of these women. That as these women speak, they shall put together your broken pieces. A wholeness shall come to make you feel like a whole piece of fruit and not like a fruit that has been bitten off from. Come on, I feel him because I'm in there now. The wholeness that comes to make you feel like you got two arms and two legs and one head. Not a wholeness where one arm is off and you're hopping with one leg. A wholeness on the inside where your spirit man will rise and wake up and answer the calling to the High King. The wholeness where the inside, the spirit man knows, rest, soul, rest, because my spirit reaches to my King. He said new directions. He said that by the end, the way that the waters and the word and the prophetic and the mouths from Kathy, from Sharon, to Kathy, from Kathy to Sharon, from Sharon to Kathy, where honor will come and pour out more power. I come to break a ground that a mouthpiece will make a sound. I come to break the ground to where you will hear the crown. You will hear him speaking from his throne. You will hear him saying how he loves you. My God. He said, my daughter, at the command of my words, you will step into your prophetic destiny. I will train you in the spirit. When you drink of my waters, you drink of me. When you meet me at the well, and I ask you, give it to me. When I ask you for your heart, give it to me. He said, then will I give you living waters. And you will step into your prophetic destiny. Prophetic destiny ain't just for prophets and pastors. Prophetic destiny is for the creation of God. The prophetic destiny is when you go into places that you're supposed to be. It's some people that's going to walk in places and you're just going to know it's been a lifetime getting here, but thank God I'm here. You're going to walk new grounds and go to new places. You're going to shake hands. You're going to exchange. You're going to sit with kings and you're going to sit with queens. You're going to have favor everywhere you go because my water must flow. My water is unstoppable. And there is a lack of it in my people. Drink, my daughter. Drink. Drink as much as you can. And in a few minutes, you're going to be running with fire blazing from behind. And what I want to say, which is written, is that the healing will take place this weekend. The healing from a natural sense to a spiritual sense. If you have a headache, it's because your spirit has a headache. If you're suffering some kind of ache, it's because your spirit is aching. There will not be one spirit a physical attack left in this room. I see healing taking place, but the Lord wants you to know that he needs you to receive it from the Spirit. And when you receive it from the Spirit, then it's going to manifest in the physical. I'm going to end my message with a song, Take Me to the King. Because at one time, I had people dragging me to the king. I had people pray me to the king. But this past year, I went to him myself. This past year, I sat with him. I didn't touch the altar and go back. I laid there. And what he wanted from me was me. I couldn't give him a shoe. He didn't want a shoe. I couldn't give him hair. He didn't want no hair. I couldn't give him my shirt. He didn't want that. He wanted me. And when he finished, I thought it would never be over. Days with a king. It can sound rough. Because it was, but it was the best days of my life. So I stand before you whole. I feel joy. And even if I don't feel joy, I can call joy and say, I need you right now. When I don't have peace about something, I say, God ain't in it. And when I step back, he comes and clothes me and make it perfect. Worry ain't in my dictionary. Come on, somebody. It ain't even in the database of my mind. Because what I walked through and I saw what he did for me, can't nothing do nothing to me. And when you realize that if the devil can't kill you, God can have you, then you good to go. When you realize that the devil himself can't take you out, he can't take you out. I'm looking for every devil up in here in Jesus' name, because I ain't afraid no more where you're at. What am I saying, woman of God? What am I saying? I'm saying I found me in him. What am I saying? I woke up. What am I saying? I'm saying that Tina went to the cross, to the grave, and I had to go to his my own resurrection. I had to get up. And when I got up, the only thing I know it feels like is I was awake. I was thriving. And I'm still awake. And I'm still thriving. So I encourage you. I petition you to let you know what all of this is about. This is about you. Say, well, what is it about? Is it just, you know, it's about you. I guaranteed. You know, T.D. Jakes say the word will work if you work it. I heard Joanne minister up here about the word of God being active and manifested. But I tell you, if you trust in the power, if you believe not in the people, not in the vessels, not in honor, not in me, not in Sharon, not in Kathy. Don't believe in that. Don't, because this girl go to that room and eat and lay down and go to bed. Don't believe in that. Take it up. Take it up. Get beyond this. And say, what's in the water? And when he told her what was, she said, give it to me. Who wouldn't take an offer like that? There's going to be no reason, no excuse not to be changed this weekend. Because I'm after more. I told you the higher you go, the more you got to drink. I told you as much as you want power and anointing, vibe, get all that anointing and you need more to keep that anointing. You get somebody healed. You need another power to keep that one, to get another one. He steady pours and pours and pours. That's what this is about.